You know, just occasionally, it would be nice to introduce an episode of Whack My Bush with some good news. But it ain't gonna happen today. Aliens led by John Travolta, Connie Chung and Bono have taken over the world. Tony and Fatty are trapped in the mothership, and George, Arnie and Condi are stuck in a desolate wasteland. Still, at least it's not raining.
You gotta hand it to these aliens. It didn't take them long to turn unspoiled farmland into industrial wasteland.
Yeah, but it's not fair. We got elected, and we aren't allowed to do this, so why should they?
Are we nearly there yet? I got a blister on my toes. It's really starting to chafe.
How should I know if we're there? The trouble with trying to find an underground resistance is that they tend to hide.
Ow! Hey, watch what you're treading on, bitch!
Sam Jackson, is that you?
Damn straight. Now get your asses in this foxhole before you give our position away.
What are you doing here?
I'm with the underground.
You work in the subway?
Not that underground, sugar.
You're a prairie dog?
No, I'm leading the resistance against these aliens. I'm gonna take that boy out with cheese and shove it up Travolta's ass.
Oh! But you do live on the ground, right?
Whack by Bush.
I can't believe George's dog is helping the aliens to track us down.
I can. That little bastard's evil. Pure evil.
Go right.
Hang on. Look down there. We're right over the bridge of the ship.
Shh! What are they saying?
What do you mean my approval rating's dropped again?
Hey! It's not my fault, Flyboy! The people back home on Cyclone can't see any end to the war.
Well, at least my rating's still better than Bush and Blair.
Fuck! What was that?
Probably just the aircon. Speak to me. Oh shit, it's Michael Moore. Who gave him this number? No, it's not a conspiracy. We're just here to strip mine the fucking planet. And I've told you, I'm not gonna come and visit Flint, Michigan. No, I'm not related to George Bush. Right, that's it. I'm gonna fucking vaporize Flint, Michigan. Just call it town improvement.
George won't be happy when I tell him about this.
Why not?
Because that was his plan for Michael Moore. Oh shit! Your weight's buckling the air duct!
Blair and a lad bucket.
Hello. Just thought we'd drop in.
Wag my bush. Come on.
Welcome to our secret base.
See, I told you they lived underground.
Are you guys getting ready to film something?
Yeah, we're gonna send a message of hope to the world.
Which I will deliver.
What? But I was gonna...
No buts, I'm the commander-in-chief, I do the talky stuff.
That ain't fair, motherfucker. I've been preparing this speech all night.
Hey, as I recall, you are just the White House janitor, so technically George is of equal rank.
Can I at least direct?
No, I'm taking over.
Oh yeah? Well, allow me to retort. There's a passage I got memorized. Seems appropriate for this situation. Ezekiel 25...
Okay, places, people, lights, camera.
What about Ezekiel 25:17?
Fuck Ezekiel. And action.
Are we going?
That's why I said action, sugar.
Oh, right. Okay, so we're rolling now.
Yep.
Right now, he's recording?
Yes, he's recording right now, you stupid motherfucking honky motherfucker. God damn, I could act him off the motherfucking planet.
Cut! Cut! I gotta have quiet on this fucking set, okay? George, your motivation is the world has been taken over by aliens. And you're reassuring the people that you're going to save them.
Check. Me saving the world.
And when he says action, you start speaking.
Gotcha.
Okay. Roll him. And action.
Talk now.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Okay. My fellow Amazonians.
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast. I don't like this, Tony. I feel very vulnerable strapped naked to a table in an alien laboratory.
You're lucky. I'm the one who's got to look at you.
Hi, I'm Connie Chung, and it's time for some alien experimentation.
Please don't hurt my beautiful face!
Don't worry, Blair. This probe won't go near your face.
Oh, thank God.
Actually, Tony, I wouldn't start thanking her just yet.
Time now for Truth Probe to weaken your resistance.
Truth Probe? Oh my God, what are you doing?
Finding path of least resistance. Now shut up, or I put it in sideways.
No! Don't stick it up!
Now that's not very friendly. Can George get his speech right and rally the Earth to kick the aliens' butts? Or will Blair's butt be the only one with bruising? Find out in the next highly probing episode of...
Whack My Bush.